If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me.
Whoop. Make me say my, my, my.
I done been around the world.
Yeah, I was made for this.
Player Performance with J.A. Cavalier.
My fellow D-Gens, welcome back to another episode of Player Performance, everyone's favorite NFL show, hosted by everyone's favorite NFL capper. This is Player Performance. I, of course, am the all-knowing, all-seeing J.A. Cavalier. If you liked what you heard on the show last week, which of course you did, cashing a same-game parlay, 7-5, all free picks and leans last week, 10-5 if you count the free picks that we dropped in the Telegram. If you like that, then you are going to love what's coming up because I come bearing gifts my birthday weekend. So, of course, I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. Go ahead, smash the like button, subscribe to the channel. Appreciation is always appreciated. Or drop a little hate. It's all good. We're going to get to NFL Week 5 in just a sec, giving you all the information needed to beat the books, hopefully making you a more informed player along the way. But first, let's recap Week 4 with Tessa Hall.
Back it up.
One more time.
All right, let's see that again.
Here's your NFL Week 4 recap. Green Bay is falling out of love with Jordan after a second straight loss to Detroit. Buzz and Woody couldn't save the Falcons from another embarrassing loss. Puka Nacua may be gunning for Jerry Rice's status of all-time best. The Browns tried it out with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. It didn't work. Bryce Young looks like a damn child trying to play QB in the NFL. Time to panic in Cincy. The Bengals seem allergic to the end zone. Is Baker's cooking the real deal in Tampa? The Bucs are 3-1. We thought Buffalo, Miami, would be interesting. Josh Allen shut down any chance of that. Just when you thought the Bears had hit rock bottom, they allow an all-time comeback, and the FBI may raid team facilities for lack of wins. Whoa. Washington gave Philly a fight, but the Eagles flew out with a win. C.J. Stroud is on a warpath to embarrass any and all teams that play him. Brandon Staley tried to hand the game again. L.A. might lock him in a closet in the fourth next week. The Niners are playing for February. They are already hanging the division winner banner. Mac Jones might be on the practice squad after his all-time bad performance. The NFL needed Swifties to feel like they won, which is why Zach Wilson didn't pull off the win. Daniel Jones could be joining Mac Jones if he keeps up his play.
So if you follow me on social media, then you already know. I mean, it's pretty much well documented. I post my wins. I'll also post my L's. Look, if I take a loss, I'm not running from it. When you win as much as I do, you're going to take some L's. I posted my 10K ticket, which was Waller over 47.5 yards receiving. The second I placed that, it was taken down. Then they reopened it at 49.5. He was targeted once prior to their final drive. And I don't get it. How do you bring in one of the top receiving threats at the position, pay him $17 million, and target him once through three quarters? You got the guy chip blocking defensive ends. The way you slow down an aggressive defense, spread out the offense, three-step drops, dump off the ball, let your playmakers make plays. That's really all you have to do. And that's not all on Daniel Jones. I mean, top to bottom, that organization is absolute trash. I mean, I took an L, which is fine. I mean, I'm going to take L's. It was just a brutal ending to what was an epic week in NFL. 7-5 on this show, best bet cashed. A $270 same game parlay, Rams and over, but premium members scored the fuck out. A $99 investment last Sunday, NFL Triple Crown swept. Two bonus max bets also cashed. 5-0 on NFL max bets. 3-0, 3-2 team parlays cashed. A mega parlay plus 1,400 also cashed. Then, as many of you, of course, know, I had $1,000 paying $19K on the mega ticket. First six legs cashed easy, came down to the Kansas City Chiefs money line. So all we needed was the Kansas City Chiefs to win that game on the field. I, of course, being the sharp that I am, went back in and took the Jets plus the 9, middling it, cashing the $19K, and cashing $5K on the New York Jets. Of course, that was on the Mahomes slide. So Sunday was an absolute monster day. Guys, pick up this week's NFL Triple Crowns. Three max bets for Sunday, three straight, 3-2 team ball parlays, bonus top play, another mega parlay this week. 1 week, $99. Must go 6-0 or the entire NFL season is free. Link in the description below. All right, guys, we have a lot coming up. $250 Amazon gift card winner from last week is going to be announced at the end of the show. Another $200 gift card giving away this week. You want to join? It's simple. Subscribe to the channel, like this episode, and drop a comment below. The best comment wins a $200 Amazon gift card. And of course, the reason we're all here in the first place, free picks, NFL Week 5, let's go.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
Jaguars versus Bills.
Bills are laying 5, the total is at 48.5. Now, I know some sharps coming in here on the Jaguars, and I get it, certainly a spot play. Jaguars stayed in London, playing in what's their home away from home. Bills now have to travel across the pond, but Sharks have dominated the international series. And does anyone really want to step in front of this Bills team? Certainly not me. I'm going to lay it with the Buffalo Bills. This team is scoring at a crazy clip, 48, 37, and 38 in three straight since losing to the Jets. And you want a good team to have that bad loss. Bills got that week one. And make no mistake about it, that loss to the Jets when Rodgers goes down was a bad loss. It really seemed like the wrong team got deflated. Bills went through the motions in that game, more so Josh Allen. But since then, MVP-like, 320 yards and four scores last week. Jacksonville defense, they can't stop that. They're not going to hold it and won't be able to slow it down. They rank 22nd in yards allowed per play. Pass defense also ranks 22nd. Jaguars allow the most third quarter points. So even if the Bills start slow, you can expect Buffalo to pull away in the second half. Offense hasn't been much better for Jaguars either. Trevor Lawrence hasn't gone over 300 yards in a single game this season. Jacksonville's two losses are by more than 6 points. Buffalo has covered 2 of 3 against Jacksonville. The closest margin of victory, 28 points in the last 3 games for the Buffalo Bills. The way Buffalo's playing right now, they can pretty much name their score. Give me the Buffalo Bills, lay the 5.
Texans versus Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons are now laying 2.5. The total here is set at 45. And I'm going to take the Houston Texans team total over 20.5. Hey, look, guys, CJ Stroud, the guy continues to impress. 4 games, no interceptions, averaging over 300 passing yards per game. Texans averaging over 22 points a game. And they continue to improve every week. Last 2 weeks, they put up 30 or more both games. Love their team total against the Atlanta Falcons. And I get that it's not a huge sample size, but it does make complete sense. Teams coming back from playing a game in London, not having a bye the following week, which of course would be the Atlanta Falcons this week. They played the Jaguars last week. Their opponents are 7-2 over their team total. With Stroud playing the way he is, Texans offense rolling right now, I think the 20 is pretty soft. Call it jet lag, call it fatigue, whatever. There's an effect from the travel. This week, it takes its toll out on the Atlanta Falcons defense. Give me the Houston Texans team total over 20.5.
Panthers versus Lions.
Lions laying 9.5. The total here is set at 44.5. So we pounded the Lions against the Packers, took them first half large. Took them the first half and full game, but posted the 10K ticket, Lions first half. We covered that by 3 touchdowns. Now, I'm not going to lay double digits in this spot, but would still lean Detroit. But when it comes to Detroit, I'm pretty much on autopilot. Blindly going to hit over 70% playing one prop. Top prop, Montgomery, anytime touchdown. After what Williams did for the Lions last year, this is a no-brainer. David Montgomery is a better version of that. Look, I'm playing this prop every week. I said it in week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, and here we are again week 5. The song remains the same. David Montgomery, anytime touchdown. Montgomery is on a record pace, 5 touchdowns in 3 games, coming off a 3-touchdown performance. Montgomery has fully taken over the Jamal Williams role. Williams scored 17 last year. This Lions offense is perfect for a running back like this. And Carolina, 26th in rushing scores allowed. They give up over a touchdown per game on the ground. Panthers ranked 22nd in rushing yards allowed. So all you need the Detroit Lions to do is keep this close or get ahead and then let Montgomery eat. This is like the Eagles' butt shove. You know it's coming, still can't stop it. Give me top prop David Montgomery anytime touchdown.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Three NFL games for this Sunday. Three straight, 3 2-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
Titans versus Colts.
Titans are laying 1.5. The total here is set at 42.5. I am on the over in this spot. I really think this number is just too low. Part of how you look at this one is going to be based upon how you feel about Tannehill. And you might think the guy's garbage. That's okay, because I do too. But you do have to keep in mind, he's 6-1 against the Colts. He's 4-0 in Indianapolis. His numbers aren't always the greatest. It's not pretty, but he's thrown at least one touchdown in all but one of 7 games. In those games, combined scores have averaged close to 50. I haven't even talked about Anthony Richardson yet. The kid is legit. Now, Stroud may be the more polished quarterback as of today. He's putting up all those gaudy numbers. And look, you can't take anything away from Stroud. What he's doing is record-breaking. But I believe Richardson has more upside. The guy is electric, and he hasn't even really begun to throw the ball downfield. But I feel like it's coming, and I feel like this is the perfect spot for that, because where are the Titans the weakest? They're the weakest against the pass. And look, if I know it, the Colts know it. Titans ranked 23rd in pass defense. Both quarterbacks should have a day. The over is 5-1 in the Colts' last 6 games, 2-0 in both of their home games this season. Let's make it 3. Give me the over, Titans, Colts.
Giants versus Dolphins.
Dolphins are laying 11. The total here is at 49.5. Give me the under. I mean, with a bad New York offense, I'm going to take the under here. Look, the Dolphins are going to score. We all know that. But do we really know that we're going to get any help from the Giants? It's hard to unsee what we just watched on Monday. Dead last in points scored, they average 11.5 points a game. The league average is 23. New York needs to burn it down and rebuild. I'm not mad at the Jones extension. Look, you're only worth what someone is willing to pay you. Kudos to Jones for getting the bag. The Giants paid $40 million for 2 touchdowns and 6 interceptions, a QBR under 67 in 3 of 4 games, and would have been a lot lower if not for that Arizona Cardinal collapse in the second half. Saquon Barkley likely out again. Look, he may be one of the most talented backs in the NFL, maybe even all time, but who would know it? The guy's always hurt. It's hard to pick up first downs in street clothes. Impossible to score touchdowns from the sidelines. The Giants are just in bad shape right now. All right, look, as much as I hate doing this, and I very rarely switch in a game breakdown, but I'm going to do it. I was going to ride on the under, and I do still lean under, but give me the Dolphins laying anything under 2 touchdowns. It's adapt or die, guys. And I'm always going to adapt. We're getting a good coach, maybe even an offensive genius, off of a bad Buffalo beatdown. Is there any team you want to see across the sidelines more than the Giants right now? The perfect get-right spot for Miami. I'm going to take the Dolphins laying anything less than 2 touchdowns. And look, we're getting the Giants in a short week. You watched Monday night as much as I did. Do you think that anything that you've seen on Monday night is fixable for the New York Giants in a short week? Love this play right here. I'm locked in right now. Dolphins laying anything less than 2 touchdowns.
Saints versus Patriots.
So this line flip-flop. New England opened up at a 1.5 favorite. The Saints are now favorite, laying 1. Total is at 40. Look, I like the under in this spot. More specific, I like the under in the first half. Under 20. Both of these offenses are horrible. even worse in the first half. They can't score in the first half. I mean, New Orleans ranks 26th. The Patriots rank 27th. Together, they're averaging just over 15 points in the first half. Saints bottom five second quarter scoring. Mac Jones taking step backwards against the Cowboys last week. 150 yards, two interceptions. He was benched for Bailey Zappe. And I get it. Most of you are going to say that's the Dallas Cowboys. That's their defense. Their defense is elite. But the Saints defense isn't far off. With the injury to Diggs, I can argue that the Saints secondary is actually better. And Carr wasn't any better last week, but look, we're going to cut him a little slack. He came back off of an injury. And of course, we released the Bucs on this show, so we were happy with the results. Carr threw for 127 yards, no scores. The Patriots have scored 18 points last 2 weeks combined. Both defenses are pretty strong, 10th and 11th in the league. Points are going to be an issue, especially for New England. Someone's going to have to tell me how the fuck the Patriots' offense are going to score. The Saints' top 10 scoring defense ranked just outside the top 10 in both run and pass D. Jones against the Saints in his only matchup was a fucking disaster. He threw 51 times, sacked twice, picked off three times. New Orleans won that game 28-13. And what's interesting is the total has gone under 10 straight games for New Orleans. Under has also cashed in the Saints' last five road games. So give me the under in the first half. I don't see much scoring in this one. I also think both teams are going to get off to a sluggish start. We're going under 20 in the first half. New Orleans Saints, New England Patriots.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on YLose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.
Ravens versus Steelers.
Ravens are laying 4. The total here is set at 38.5. Actually, this went from 40 to 38.5, and I'm going to follow the movement, taking the under. 90% of the tickets are on the under. I'm also on the under. Ravens defense, fourth fewest points in the league. Biggest issue here, of course, is going to be Pittsburgh's offense. And look, I can already hear it, right? The chants are already starting. Fire Canada. 26th in points, 29th in yards. Their DVOA is at 25 right now. Moving the ball has been next to impossible. Najee Harris still hasn't hit 100 yards. Kenny Pickett, 4-4 touchdown to interception ratio. 5 straight in this matchup have gone under. In those 5, the highest combined score, 39 points. Last year, the two teams split out. Pittsburgh won 16-13, then Baltimore won 16-14. Yes, and of course, both of those games went under with totals set at 35.5 and 36.5. Under is hit in 5 of Pittsburgh's last 7, 14 of Baltimore's last 19. Here it is. I'm calling it now. Best bet for the show. The Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, under the posted total of 38.5.
Eagles versus Rams.
Eagles are laying 4. The total is now at 50. So I'm on the over in this spot. Look, the Philly offense is going to be the Philly offense. They're 5th in the league in scoring, averaging close to 30 points a game. The Rams defense, well, the Rams defense right now is Aaron Donald and 10 other dudes. Eagles defense pretty much middle of the pack as well, 27th against the pass. Sure, they do get after the quarterback, but that's pretty much where it stops. Stafford's also playing well right now, and that's with Nacua, Atwell, and Higbee. Now they're going to get a healthy Cooper Kupp, arguably the best receiver in the league. Rams already coming off what was a big day last week, 467 yards of offense, 29 points. These two teams don't play all that often, but when they do, it usually equals points. In the last 3, they've averaged over 62 points. The over is 4-1 in Philly's last 5, 5-1 in the Rams' last 6 at home. This line already moved from 45.5 to 50, and now it's at 50.5. I co-signed the movement. Give me over the posted total of 50.5. Philadelphia Eagles, Los Angeles Rams. Expect fireworks, expect points. Go over the posted total.
Bengals versus Cardinals.
Bengals are laying 3. The total here is set at 44.5. So Joe Burrow just isn't Joe Burrow right now. And that was evident last week. He's not on the injury report, but it's pretty clear that the guy's hurting. 165 yards last week isn't very Joe Burrow-esque. Bengals run game, 31st in the league. That doesn't help. Plus, they only have three passes of 25 yards or more. That's not what the Cincinnati Bengals do. Chase, Boyd, Higgins, pretty much no-shows. So obviously, Jay, we're going under the total. Nope. The perfect solution for Cincinnati is this week, the Arizona Cardinal defense. 26th in total defense, 25th in scoring. Arizona got gashed by the Niners last week, 395 yards, 35 points. Their defense is also coming in banged up. Two starters listed as questionable for Sunday. The over is hit in four of Arizona's last five, giving up 30 or more in three of those five. The Bengals will do most of the heavy lifting. I expect them to get right in this spot. The Cardinals will add just enough to push this one over the posted total, way over the posted total of 44.5.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Three NFL games for this Sunday. Three straight, 3 2-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
That's right. Get to YLose.com. That's the letter YLose.com. Free picks, stats, trends, scores, odds, and more. That's YLose, the letter YLose.com. Guys, be sure to pick up this week's Triple Crown. $99, 1 week NFL. Must go 6-0 or the entire season is free. We have a top prop. You'll get that. Bonus top play. You'll get that. And another NFL mega parlay. You'll get that. 1 week, $99. Must go 6-0 or the entire NFL season is free. Link in the description below. Last week's Amazon gift card winner is Herbert II. That's Herbert II. Congrats. You are the proud winner of a $250 Amazon gift card. Guys, make sure that you join now for next week's giveaway. All you have to do is subscribe to the channel, drop a like on this episode, then drop a comment below. Best comment wins a $200 Amazon gift card. That will be announced on the end of next week's show. All right, that's it for me. I am J.A. Cavalier. This has been NFL Week 5. I'll see you guys back here next week for NFL Week 6. But until then, remember, bet with your heads, not above them.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on YLose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.